The outer door opened, and the dusty moonscape lay before them, glimmering in the earthlight. With a cautious, waddling movement, Floyd followed Michaels through the lock. It was not hard to walk. Indeed, in a paradoxical way, the suit made him feel more at home than at any time since reaching the moon. Its extra weight and the slight resistance it imposed on his motion gave some of the illusion of the lost terrestrial gravity. The scene had changed since the party had arrived barely an hour ago. Though the stars and the half-Earth were still as bright as ever, the 14-day lunar night had almost ended. The glow of the corona was like a false moonrise along the eastern sky, and then, without warning, the tip of the radio mast 100 feet above Floyd's head suddenly seemed to burst into flame as it caught the first rays of the hidden sun.